Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach, Maria del Carmen is falling in love with Andres, the hot reporter with the asthma. I know, right? Meanwhile, my fiancé, Raúl, had to pay off his father's debts to some dangerous mafiosos. When we last saw Raúl, his father, Nacho, had sent him to drop off $60,000 at a very sketchy place. And, well, it didn't turn out so great.
Papi!
Come in. Come in, Raúl. Quickly. Did you notice if somebody was following you?
Who would be following me? And what is going on? You sent me to some unassuming Chinese restaurant to drop off a briefcase full of money, which already seems sketchy, and then a scary man with a weird face tattoo claims you owe him a lot more money and says something about feeding us to crocodiles, and now somebody might be following me? What is happening?
Mijo.
And wait, Papi, why are you shaking?
Mijo! Look, I don't want to worry you, but
worry me, but I think it's a little late for that, Papi.
Yeah, mira, I'm going to take care of this, all right? So don't worry, really.
I deserve to know what the hell is going on.
Okay. There's no need for yelling.
I'm sorry. I mean, sorry.
I love you, Papi. Mira, look, I'm going to tell you everything, but you have to promise me that you're going to remain calm.
I am calm.
Okay? Now, Raúl, take a deep breath, okay? Mira, I'm in deep debt. And not... Mira, it's not with a bank.
Uh-huh. Right, okay. What do you mean?
Yeah, I owe money to people who operate outside of the law.
Oh. Okay, wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, but let's just say I made some bad bets that didn't pan out.
Okay. You know what? I don't understand, but...
Oh, for God's sake!
I'm sorry.
How can I be more clear? I owe money to the mob after losing a bunch of bets, and if I don't pay them back, they will hurt me, okay?
You're gambling again, Dad? You promised Mom.
Now, don't bring Mom into this. God rest her soul. Raúl, this is my problem, so...
Yeah, but you're using my money, okay? My
trust
fund money.
Your money. Everything you have is because of me. That's my money.
I can't believe this. I don't even recognize you anymore. And how will I explain this to Gloria, huh? God, this is so embarrassing. You are so embarrassing.
Don't you dare disrespect me. Look, you have no idea what I had to go through to give you this life. The cars, the watches, the life. It's all because of me. Yeah, sure. Not all of my business dealings have been legit, okay? The vast majority haven't been. Okay. None of them have been legit. I'm not pretending to be a saint. I'm not proud of it. How else do you think the son of a cab driver got here in the first place? On merit alone? Come on, merit? This is America.
But aren't you an investor?
Investor. Investor is a rich person's word for gambling. Like, I take calculated risks. I put money down to make money. But instead of investing in typical stuff like a mall or a string of Quiznos, I invest in odds, mijo. Odds. How do you think I got the money to invest in the first place? I went into debt with anybody who was willing to give me money. No bank was going to loan anything to a poor man with no credit. And look at everything I've built. I'm a political advisor to the most powerful people in the world, mijo. So don't come in here with your fancy suit, which, by the way, I paid for, to lecture me about morality. Morality. I got my hands dirty, so you wouldn't have to go through what I went through. Instead of judging me, you should be thanking me.
I'm sorry, Papi. It's just... I'm worried, you know?
The only thing I need from you is to make sure your wedding happens. Then all our problems will go away. All of them.
The only reason you want me to marry Gloria for this? Not because you want me to be happy?
Ay, mijo. It's really hard to be happy when you're broke, Raul. You think love is all you need in this world? That's because you've never really needed anything. Gloria wouldn't love you if all you could put on the table was instant mac and cheese.
She loves mac and cheese.
Gloria doesn't just love you. She loves you with money, with connections, with a membership at the country club. Gloria loves you because you live in her world. I gave you the keys to that world. So don't you dare ever disrespect me again.
Wow, Nacho, you didn't hold back, did you? I guess it's true what they say, more money, more problems. Or I guess this is no money, more problems. Anyways, where's Esteban? Ah, see. After his last meeting with his old friend and campaign donor, Julian, they agreed to meet again at the yacht club. Ugh, what I wouldn't do for a lobster roll. They are to die for.
Whoa. What was that French girl's name? The one that transferred in senior year?
Yolanda.
Yolanda! God, she was hot. Yeah. All the boys were obsessed with her. And yeah. She only had eyes for you. The head of the Model UN.
See, Model UN, that was a panty dropper. Just bloomers everywhere.
Lucky you.
Oh, man, and Sofia.
Oh,
another Esteban groupie. Did you ever go all the way with her?
Yeah, high school. You know, it was a long time ago. Julian, bueno, let's have a toast for the memories. Yes?
Yeah, Esteban, I know when you eventually become mayor, you'll have access to a lot of places and a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Let's cut to the chase, huh? I've invited you here today to make it clear that I want to be a part of this.
What is this?
That's a lot of money. Uh-huh. Julian, no, this is really not necessary. The first round of funding was already so generous. La verdad, it's good.
Yes, but that was for the campaign. And this is for you.
No.
And you know, if you win, there's a lot more where that came from.
Oh, wow. See, I really do appreciate it, but it's not necessary. I mean, we are Calderons, after
Esteban.
All.
Esteban. You don't have to pretend with an old friend. Look, I know the Calderon's fortune is big, but not big enough to cover the past decades of spending and your campaign. It's not an endless well.
No, it's huge. It's a big, you know, some business ventures haven't been as lucrative as we expected, and the cost to maintain the property, the lifestyle, is steep, but we're doing fine, more than fine.
I don't want you to be just fine. This is nothing, especially considering the money we'll make working together. Let's toast, huh? To the future mayor of Miami! Salud!
Salud. I have a lot of money. I could pay for this lunch.
Ay, Esteban. Don't you know that people don't give you money without expecting something in return? I wonder what Julian will ask from you in the future. And now, let's see how everything is going for Luisa at the hairdresser, a.k.a. her therapist, Dr. Goldberg.
So, how've you been feeling this week, Luisa?
Well, you know, my life is as usual, perfect. After all, I am Luisa Calderon.
Luisa, can we please skip this part?
Well, there's nothing wrong with my life. But, you know, how we were talking about the, ¿qué es esa palabra? The bauma, calma.
Trauma?
Eso, that's it.
Do you mean the trauma of having a father who never showed you any sort of affection and made you feel insecure about living in your own skin?
Sí, all that nonsense. I wanted to ask you about another trauma of a friend of mine.
A friend? What friend?
My friend, Frida?
Frida. Frida, huh. What a coincidence. Your friend is named Frida, like the Frida Kahlo painting that's behind my desk, which you're currently staring at rather
look
obviously.
At that. I never noticed that painting before. Bueno, my friend, Frida, confessed to me that maybe she has some trauma relating to something morally questionable she might have done some, 19 years ago. It's something that, even though she acts like it doesn't bother her, still haunts her every night in her dreams.
Hmm.
Is that also considered trauma?
Well, it depends. What happened?
To Frida? My friend?
Yes, Frida. Your friend.
Pues, maybe she left someone die to maybe take their baby, and now maybe she's living her life feeling somewhat guilty about it?
Are you asking if killing somebody and stealing their baby is considered trauma?
No, espérate. She didn't kill someone, per se. She just let her die, is all.
Basically the same thing.
No, it is not. But can you answer my question? Is that also considered trauma for my friend, Frida?
Well, if your friend Frida is in a total sociopath and is capable of empathy towards others, then yes, I'd say that killing someone is...
Letting them die!
Is a very severe form of trauma for anyone.
That's why I'm afraid that maybe Frida is a sociopath. She lets someone die, steals their baby, and now she feels envy towards her daughter, who is born with the beauty and grace that I never... I never think Frida had.
Luisa, I've been seeing you for years. I know you. You're a little difficult, but you're not a sociopath.
This isn't about me. It's about my friend, Frida.
Fine. Frida isn't a sociopath. And for the record, what you just told me is very serious, Luisa. Very, very serious. Now, due to patient-doctor confidentiality, I'm not going to share this with anyone. But I will say, I think your friend Frida should talk about this openly with her therapist and consider going to the police. Immediately. Luisa?
What?
Neither you nor Frida can carry this guilt forever.
I don't know if I should feel bad for Luisa or if she just deserves all of this, but if there's one thing that has become obvious, it's that Maria del Carmen isn't the only one hiding a big secret. And while some people are learning from their mistakes, others don't learn their lesson.
Hey, tea lovers, it's me, Tatiana. Obviously. Did you catch Tea with Tatiana this week? No? Well, you missed some juicy updates on our favorite family, the Calderones. The electoral race is still proving to be an intense roller coaster of emotions. The strongest candidate is still Esteban Calderon. Would you vote for him? He drives to every meeting in his SUV Lincoln Aviator GT. And that, in my book, makes him a more captivating candidate than the rest. Can't wait to see how this all plays out. All right, that's it for now, but be sure to tune in next time for more scandalous rumors about the Calderones on the next Tea with Tatiana.
Is it hard for you to understand English when people speak fast? I'm Connor from the Listening Time podcast, and my goal is to help you understand English better. That's why I created Listening Time, a podcast designed to help English learners improve their listening naturally. In each episode, I talk slowly and clearly about a different topic, like travel or US culture, and I give you the transcript that shows every word that I say. Listening Time is the perfect tool to help you understand English better. The Listening Time podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello?
Nachito.
Oh, finally. Okay. I've been waiting to hear back from you.
Hey, listen, man.
I have everything arranged, everything.
No, wait. Slow down.
What is it, man?
Wait, what do you mean?
I have the name of the horse. Yes.
Okay. No, give me a second. Let me find something to write on.
Hurry up. It's the fifth race, and it's Mondragon.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Write it down.
See. No, I'm writing it down. Okay. Fifth race.
Yeah.
Horse name?
Beyond Trotsky. Yeah.
And the jockey is Mondragon?
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. All right. Thanks,
I my man. Call, man.
Much appreciated.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you, Diosito. This is exactly what I needed.
Ay, Nacho, Nachito. What are we going to do with you? You really haven't learned a thing.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Serkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Raul Esparza, Danny Pino, Andy Bustillos, Gina Torres, Lara Gomez, and Danny Bolero. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.
Yo soy la auténtica, hermosa, famosa y simpática. Sin duda la más carismática. Soy la princesa de South Beach.
Yo soy idéntica.
You wish, bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.